وكان لمنها ولد متفق عليه. وفي رواية: وإن كان لن يذبح الشاة فيهدي في خلائلها منها ما يسعهن. وفي رواية: كان إذا ذبح الشاة يقول ارسلوا بها إلى السقاء خديجة. وفي رواية قال: استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد أخت خديجة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فعرف استئذان خديجة فارتاح لذلك فقال: اللهم هالة بنت خويلد.
هذا لوفائه بها، فهي التي وقفت معه.
أن الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is the example of the wafa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his wife Khadija. The fact that she stood with him, this is his wafa, or his carrying out that which was upon him.
Ummuna Aisha gharat.
Aisha radiallahu anha, she had jealousy.
وهذا طبع النساء.
And this is something which is characteristic of the woman.
خاصة إذا كنا مجموعة نساء عند رجل.
Specifically, if the individual has more than one wife.
ولكن دائما يذكر فضلها، أي فضل خديجة ومنزلتها، وأنها لا يدانيها أحد في المنزلة.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to frequently mention her and mention her status, her lofty status. And the fact that he said that she was of a status that no one compared to her. And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to mention her merits and her good qualities.
شاهد أنه كان يصل خليلاتها وصديقاتها بالطعام وأهلها.
And the fact that
وأخواتها.
And the fact that the proof in this hadith is the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to send food to her friends and also to her relatives, like her sisters and their respective families. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: خرجت مع جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه في سفر، فكان يخدمني، فقلت له: لا تفعل. فقال: إني قد رأيت الأنصار تصنع برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا آليت على نفسي أن لا أصحب أحد منهم إلا خدمته. متفق عليه.
يعني جزاء فعلهم لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عن الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى mentioned that the Sahaba mentioned that he did this as a jazاء or recompense for the good treatment of the Ansar towards the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا من الوفاء.
And this is considered from the wafa or carrying out that يعني good companionship.
والوفاء خلق عالي راقي.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is explaining this wafa, the fact that it is that a very noble characteristic.
لا يوفق له إلا من سلمت نفوسهم وصدورهم.
And the person is not given success, or a person is not given success to have this wafa, except those people whose hearts are clean and are free from these bad characteristics and traits.
وامتلأت قلوبهم بروح رد الجزاء.
And their hearts are filled with رد الجزاء, or giving back that and giving back that which people are owed due to their good companionship and good actions.
الوفاء صفة الكبار.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that this wafa is a characteristic of those people who are kibar, those people who are kibar.
لأنهم كبار في سلوكهم.
Why? Because they are major or big with regards to their behavior and their good character.
واللئيم.
And a blameworthy individual.
لا يستطيع الوفاء. صغير.
He is not. صغير. He is one who is humiliated. He is one who is small.
وحقير.
And he is حقير. He is somebody who is humiliated, lowly.
لا يقدر الوفاء.
He does not appreciate this wafa. He does not appreciate the good actions of others towards him and what they have done and those stances that they may have taken in terms of doing good with him.
الغدر في عينيه يرى.
يعني this deception is in his it's in his eyes that can be seen.
وأما الوفي هو سليم الصدر.
But the one who is wafid, the one who carries out that which is upon him, and he recompenses or he gives back the good which was demonstrated towards him, he is the wafid. He's the one whose heart is and chest is clean, free of these bad qualities.
لا سخيمة ولا وحر في نفسه.
يعني he is not miserly and he is not.
How we can translate سخيمة؟
سخيمة
يعني وحر يعني غل.
إذا تعب غل أو enmity in his heart towards others.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر يذهب وحر الصدر. يعني يذهب الغل والحقد.
Hit is enmity, or يعني the words to hit, يعني almost like a bad form of jealousy or enmity or rancor in one's heart or chest towards others.
ورد الجميل.
And a disfresher who is like this, he doesn't رد الجميل, or he doesn't give back, and he doesn't recompense people for the good that they illustrated towards him. He doesn't give it back to them. He doesn't deal with them in a like in a similar fashion or manner. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب إكرام أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبيان فضلهم. قال الله تعالى إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. وقال تعالى ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وعن يزيد بن حيان قال انطلقت أنا وحسين ابن سبرة وعمر ابن مسلم إلى زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه, فلما جلسنا إليه قال له حسين لقد لقيت يا زيد خيرا كثيرا, رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسمعت حديثه وغدوت معه وصليت خلفه, فلقد لقيت يا زيد خيرا كثيرا. حدثنا يا زيد ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حدثنا
يا زيد ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا ابن أخي والله لقد كبرت سني وقدم عهدي ونسيت بعض الذي كنت أعيه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فما حدثتكم فاقبلوا وما لا فلا تكلفوني. ثم قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما كنا خطيبا بماء يدعى قما بين مكة والمدينة, فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ووعظ وذكر, ثم قال أما بعد ألا أيها الناس فإنما أنا بشر يوشك أن يأتي رسول ربي فأجيب, فأنا تارك فيكم ثقلين, أولهما كتاب الله فيه الهدى والنور, فخذوا بكتاب الله واستمسكوا به, فحث على كتاب الله ورغب فيه, ثم قال وأذكركم الله في أهل بيتي. فقال له حسين ومن أهل بيته يا زيد؟ أليس نساؤه من أهل بيته؟ قال نساؤه من أهل بيته, ولكن أهل بيته من حرم الصدق بعده. قال ومن هم؟ قال هم آل علي
وحرم.
جزاكم الله خير. قال نساؤه من أهل بيته, ولكن أهل بيته من حرم الصدقة بعده. قال ومن هم؟ قال هم آل علي وآل عقيل وآل جعفر وآل عباس. قال كل هؤلاء حرم الصدقة؟ قال نعم. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية على وإني تارك فيكم ثقلين, أحدهما كتاب الله وهو حبل الله, ومن اتبعه كان على الهدى ومن تركه كان على ضلالة.
هذا الحديث فيه بيان فضل أهل البيت.
And in this hadith is the explanation of the fadl or the merit of the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or أهل البيت.
وأهل البيت.
And the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are those who are considered أهل البيت.
هو صاحب البيت.
يعني they are the صاحب البيت, وهي صاحب البيت. They have the household.
هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنا هذا house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وربة البيت.
أنا ربة البيت or the woman of the household.
وهن زوجاته.
They were the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأبناء.
And they have respected children.
ورعية البيت.
And يعني the children of the household.
ربة البيت.
And
أبناء.
The wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم along with their respected children.
وآله هو.
And
عليه وسلم.
And the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أباءه وأجداده وأبناء عمومته الذين حرمت عليهم الصدقة.
Those who share the same father, and they come from the same lineage of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his father and grandfathers and his paternal uncles, and as what was explained in this hadith, those who the sadaqa or charity as it comes prohibited from giving given to them.
هو وأبناء عمومته.
هم عن is the أبناء عمومته يعني those offspring from his paternal uncles.
وكل من أسلم منهم هو من أهل البيت.
And all of them who entered into Islam from them, they are considered from أهل البيت.
والرافضة.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said the روافض.
القديمة والحديثة.
The old and those from long ago and those of today.
هم أشد الناس بغضا لأهل البيت.
They are the most severe people with regards to their hatred to the people of the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من حيث التطبيق والعمل والممارسة.
With regards to their implementing of this, in regards to their actions, in regards to those things that they delve into.
فكيف تدعي مقام صاحب البيت وأن تتهم في عرضه؟
How can you claim to give due importance to the person of the household when you accuse the wives of that or the wife of the head of the household of something like the rawaf is accused?
واتهامة في زوجته عائشة أم المؤمنين.
And how can you accuse the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم like the rawaf do? The fact that they accuse the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عائشة and spoke bad about her.
اتهام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن زوجته زانية هذه ردة مستقلة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that if an individual accuses one of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of committing adultery, this in itself takes one out of the fold of Islam.
فكل رافض يعتقد هذا هذه ردة.
So every رافضي who believes this is considered a ردة or apostasy, leaving the fold of Islam.
لأن الله طهرها في القرآن وأخبر أنها طاهرة.
Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى purified her and freed her from this accusation in the Quran and described her as being pure and free from this accusation.
وقال هذا كان في غدير خم. غدير خم ماء. وهذا كان في 18 من ذي الحجة. بعد عودته صلى الله عليه وسلم من الحج.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he stated that this hadith took place on the 18th of the Hijjah when they were coming back, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was coming back from Hajj, and it was in a place called غدير خم, which was a watering place that was on their path.
فأوصى بكتاب الله وأوصى بعترته آل بيته. فالرافضة حرفوا الكتاب وما آمنوا به وطعنوا في آل البيت.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised his ummah with adhering to the book of Allah and the أهل البيت is أهل البيت. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that the Rawahid, they did not believe or they don't believe in the book of Allah عز وجل and they have destroyed it.
يرونه ناقص ومحرف.
And they claim that it is deficient and it has been altered.
والقرآن الذي بين أيدينا ليس هو القرآن.
And they make the claim that the Quran that we have between our heads today, this is not the real Quran.
هناك قرآن آخر مع المهدي.
They say that there is another Quran and this other Quran is with the Mahdi.
هذه عقيدتهم.
This is their belief.
فما راعوه وما احترموه وما أكرموه.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that these Rawahid, they did not look after the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor did they give them their due right, nor did they respect them, nor did they honor them.
بل طعنوا في عروة.
Rather, they accused the honor of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the honor of his wife.
لو قلت أن الخميني زوجته زانية لغضب.
If you tell one of these Rawafid, if you say that the wife of Khomeini is an adulteress, they would get angry.
كيف يجرؤون على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويتهمون بزوجته؟
So how can they be bold enough to make this accusation towards the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
نحن لا نعرف عن زوجته إلا أنهم أهل متعة.
We don't know.
لا نعرف عن زوجته إلا أنهم أهل متعة. كل الضوابط.
We don't know anything about the wives of the Rawafid except that they are from the people who engage in this practice of متعة. متع marriage.
والمتعة زنا.
المتع يعني with regard to us is considered زنا.
فكلهم يمارسون ذلك.
And all of them they engage in this practice of متع which is considered fornication or adultery.
ولكن هذا ليرفع الله مقام عائشة ويبطل حسناتها.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he said all of this illustrates the fact that Allah decreed this to happen to increase in the lofty status and position of Aisha.
يستمر أجرها بكثرة من طعن فيها.
And she gets حسنات, she gets all of these good deeds for all of these individuals who make this accusation and speak bad about her.
وما ضر البحر بول الكلاب.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he said that the ocean is not harmed by the urine of dogs.
قيلت ما ضر دجلة يوما سباحة الكلاب فيه.
And it was said that the water of the Euphrates is not damaged by the dogs that swim in it.
نعم.
Or is not harmed by the dogs that swim in it. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب توقير العلماء والكبار وأهل الفضل وتقديمهم على غيرهم ورفع مجالسهم وإظهار مرتبتهم. قال الله تعالى
بالنسبة الباب الذي بعده ولعلنا نقف هنا نعود للآية ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا هذا إخبار أنهم كذلك وهم كذلك.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى he said that the next chapter we will take next week and the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى went back to the verse which was mentioned at the beginning of the previous chapter that the fact that they are like this the fact that Allah mentions in the Quran لِيُطَاهِرِكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا that they are like this they have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he has mentioned it that he purified Ahlul Bayt
فهذا من تعظيم شعائر الله.
And this is from the ta'zeem or the granting exaltedness to the shara'ir Allah or the signposts of Allah's religion.
وهو من تقوى القلوب.
And these are the manifestations of the religion of Allah. And this is from the manifestations of taqwa al-qulub or the fearing of the hearts or the hearts having reverence for the Creator and taqwa.
والرافضة لا تعظيم عندهم لشعائر الله.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he said that the Rawafid they do not have ta'leem or exaltedness they do not exalt those manifestations of the religion.
بل عندهم تعظيم مشاعائر الوثنية.
Rather what they have is exalting those outward manifestations of wathaniyya or worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ومظاهر الشرك.
And those outward manifestations of associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal.
والناظر لما يمارسون وما يأتون.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that the one who looks at what they engage in and those practices that they do and those places that they go to or what they do.
بل ما يمارسون الآن من عداوة سافرة للإسلام وأهله.
And what they engage in from this open animosity and hatred that they openly display towards the people of towards Islam and the people of Islam.
بل الرافضة الفارسية
and the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he is saying that the Rawafid from Quraysh or Iran
فهم لا يدعون إلا إلى مآثر المجوسية
the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he said that they do not call to the only thing that they call to are to the remnants of this Majusiyya or the deen or the religion of the Majusiyya
ولذلك حربهم
And due to this fact, their war,
التي يمارسونها,
their war that they engage in,
سواء في الأرض بالوكالة,
whether it be by proxy,
أو في الإعلام بالعمالة,
or whether it be يعني in the media,
أو في الكتابات المستأجرة
or whether it be in those books and writings that they produce
أو في الأصوات مدفوعة الثمن
or whether it be from those voices that they pay to speak
تهاوت.
The Shaykh is saying that
تهاوت وسقطت
يعني they have fallen.
الناظر اليوم
and the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى he said that the one who looks at what happens today
العالم الإسلامي كله
with regards to the Muslim world or what happens in the Muslim world
يرى سقوط هذه العقيدة الفاسدة ومن كان يدعمها من اليهود أو النصارى.
He said, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he says that the person who looks at the Muslim world today, he sees that this aqida or this belief of the Shi'ite that it is fallen and it is not given any reference to or precedence to, this, despite the fact of who may be behind it from the Jews and the Christians who support it.
وهذا واضح.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that it is clear that it is a falling call or a falling down that they call to.
وظاهر.
And it is manifestly
واضح
in failure. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that it is clearly and manifestly in failure.
وفي الثلاثين سنة هذه الأخيرة
and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said in the last 30 years
ركبهم الغرب
and that he said that the West has ridden them
فامتطاهم كالحمار
and they have ridden them as a donkey
ليشتت ويمزق أبناء الإسلام والمسلمين
so that they can play the role of dividing and splitting the ranks of the Muslims throughout the world
فكانوا دابة مطيعة
and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala saying that they are the Shiite they are a burden of or a beast of burden who is ridden like a donkey
لممارسة ما أريد منهم
simply carrying out that which they are being used for.
والأمور التي تكون في الباطل تسحق.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that those actions that are used in falsehood, they are crushed and they are diminished.
لأن الحق
why? Because the truth
ظاهر.
The truth is uppermost and evident and stronger and most apparent.
وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا
because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the meaning of that the truth has become apparent and falsehood has vanished and verily falsehood is ever vanishing
بل ما كان بالأمس استغرب أصبح اليوم ظاهرا واضحا
and the Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala said in the past that which was looked at in amazement or as being strange The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala has stated that it is being openly practiced.
فلو قلت قديما إن فلول الخوارج وأتباع القاعدة هم تحت التدريبات والتوجيهات الرافضية الفارسية لعجب البعض واستغرب.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala has stated in previous years, if it was said to somebody that the Khawarij, the remnants of the Khawarij and Al Qaeda, that they are engaging in these practices and military training and preparations under the auspices of the Shiite, the person who hears this, or under the auspices of the Rawatib, the person who heard this, he would find this as being strange. But now, and in the information age that we live in, and also the age that we live in where things are confirmed, and the age that we live where things can be affirmed and confirmed and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that these Rawabit they are those who produce these terrorists and they have produced them in a manner that has seen nothing like it before with regards to the support of the da'am that these Rawabit give to these terrorists and the fact that they actually provide military training to them in their own land
فمصانع التصدير عندهم
and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said those factories that produce and export
وأماكن التفريح بأيديهم
and with regards to the practices the places where they engage in these practices
سواء علم فلول الخوارج أو لم يعلموا
and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala saying even if the Khawarij who engage in these practices even if they know or they don't know it is the Rawatib who are behind and supporting them
أما كبار الخوارج فهم على علم يقين أن أولئك معهم بل مرضاهم يعالجون في طهران وتل أبيب
and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala he's saying the higher most or the uppermost in rank from the Khawarij They are well aware of this. So much so that they are treated in the hospitals of Tehran and also in the hospitals of Tel Aviv.
فيأتي رافضي يساومنا في حب آل البيت.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said, so the Rafidi, he tries to come to us and say that he is on par with regards to his love, he is on par with us with regards to his claim that he loves Ahlul Bayt.
أنتم من يهدم البيت لا من يهدم البيت.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said, rather we would respond to this individual, rather you are the ones who destroy the house. You are not the ones who build the house.
أنتم من خون صاحب البيت وقتل أبناءه.
You are the ones who deceive the head of the household, and you are the ones who killed his offspring.
تاريخكم شاهد على ما أنتم عليه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said that history is where is a witness to what they are upon.
عذرا أن خصصت حديثي في الرد على الرافضة.
And the Shaykh
فإنما هي بوحة مصدور في وقت الإعلام بحاجة أن يكون أقوى في فضح القوم فحربهم إعلامية أكثر من حربهم الميدان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala excuses himself for speaking about the refuting the Rawabit, but he said due to the fact that they use the media and the war that they actually fight with the media is stronger than the war that they physically fight. Due to this fact, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala felt it necessary for him to go into detail and speak about them and expose them, expose their treachery and expose the falsehood that they are upon.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us with beneficial knowledge in the religion and righteous actions.
صلى الله وسلم على محمد وبارك الله فيكم.
And he concluded tonight's lesson with sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ودرس الغد إن شاء الله على نفس العنوان والمكان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that tomorrow's lesson will be at the same time and the same place.
مع المسجد على عادتهم عملوا لكم ضيافة وفقهم الله.
And also as it's customary, the brothers from the masjid, they invite you to partake in sweets, coffee and tea. All of you are welcome.
حيا الله.
And the Shaykh again welcomes all of you.